proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio broadcast. We have been looking at Jesus Christ and the Jewish religious holidays. The Savior, made of a woman, made under the law according to Galatians 4. The Savior lived and interacted with people who were familiar with the Jewish religious holidays. These holidays included observing the Sabbath on a weekly basis. They also included keeping a number of festivals that occurred annually, festivals that God required the Jewish people to observe. In Leviticus chapter 23, God would refer to such days as holy convocations. To what extent did these various festivals of the Jewish people impact the ministry of Jesus Christ? Today we look at the Feast of Unleavened Bread. According to the 34th chapter of Exodus, God commanded the Jews, quote, "The Feast of Unleavened Bread shalt thou keep," unquote. He provided further details about exactly how the Jews should observe this feast. Quote, "7 days thou shalt eat unleavened bread as I commanded thee, in the time of the month Abib, for in the month Abib thou camest out from Egypt," unquote. Thus, the Feast of Unleavened Bread was closely associated with, though not exactly identical to, the Feast of the Passover. In the Bible, leaven functioned as a type of sin. Jesus Christ, in Matthew chapter 16, compared the hypocrisy of the Pharisees and the Sadducees, compared it to leaven, and warned his disciples to beware of the doctrine of the Pharisees and Sadducees. By ordering the Jewish people to physically refrain from consuming leaven, God emphasized the necessity of abstaining from the practice of sin. As he commanded the Israelites in Leviticus chapter 20, quote, "Be ye holy, for I am the Lord your God," unquote. To enjoy fellowship with a holy God, the Jewish people had to live as a holy nation. Moreover, the Jewish people could not use leaven itself when presenting God with certain sacrifices. The second chapter of Leviticus, for example, contained a passage in which God mandated that, quote, "No meat offering which ye shall bring unto the Lord shall be made with leaven," unquote. In the 31st chapter of the book of Jeremiah, God spelled out the details of a new covenant he would make with the Jewish people. Quote, "I will put my law in their inward parts and write it in their hearts, and will be their God, and they shall be my people. And they shall teach no more every man his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, Know the Lord. For they shall all know me, from the least of them unto the greatest of them, saith the Lord. For I will forgive their iniquity, and I will remember their sin no more," unquote. According to the 14th chapter of Mark's Gospel, the first day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread took place at a time, quote, "when they killed the Passover," unquote. That was the day when Jesus Christ partook of his Last Supper with his disciples. At that time, he initiated the new covenant with his adherents. He broke bread, which he alluded to as his body, and shared the fruit of the vine, the cup, which he referred to as my blood of the New Testament, unquote. When the Savior initiated the new covenant with his adherents on the Feast of Unleavened Bread, he bound them unto him. The body of Christians became a part of the body of Christ, and Jesus Christ became the head of the body of Christians. Paul connected the Feast of Unleavened Bread with this in his epistle to the Corinthians. In 1 Corinthians chapter 5, he exhorted the congregation in Corinth to, quote, "Keep the feast, not with old leaven, nor with the leaven of malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth." This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another Radio Bible broadcast.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150. Or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.